You're listening to the adventures of Lonnie, the Brotherhood of Steel Scribe, Clark, the veteran mercenary, Pep, the gearhead racer, and Hazel, the traveling scholar. This is Rat Rules, a Fallout tabletop RPG.
They've just finished a heist into what is the formal museum of New Orleans, even though it is the kind of back half warehouse half. They've managed to get the, as Clark said drunkenly, overseer's code, and they are now ready to get to it. Welcome back to the warehouse, everyone. You all are standing in front of a pile of bodies. You have managed to get the overseer's code on a camera that, that Hazel has taken a picture of. And now, in the distance, you all hear klaxons, or as I like to call them, sirens.
Well, Pat, buddy, I think those are for you.
Yeah, okay, sure, okay, fine. Are we still doing the plan of hiding the dead body under other dead bodies, or should we try to make a break for it?
Maybe the less time we're in here, the better.
So you said you stashed the dead guy in the sewer.
Yeah. He's right down those stairs. It's not far.
All right. Well, let's get out of here and head in that direction and grab him on the go and that is go.
Yeah, we might be able to
bring the body with us.
Well, we might be able to dump in water or something, right?
Well, that's actually a good point, because last time I was in that water, Clark will hold up his hands that are still bandaged. They kind of ate my flesh away, so maybe dumping a ghoul in there eats the ghoul away? I don't really know.
Maybe it'll bring him back to life. Is that how that works? Maybe? Any chance?
These are all good solutions. Let's go get the body and try it.
At this point, the klaxons have kind of built as you all have been talking, and now you hear the sound of screeching tires erupting from outside. A loud voice blares. Attention, Brotherhood of Steel kidnappers and thieves. Come out with your hands up.
It's time to go.
I mean, that's bad, Lonnie. They're after you. They're after the Brotherhood of Steel. Jeez, come on. Okay. I know I'm probably not very popular with the plans right now, but if we're looking to cause a distraction, there is a cherry fusion flea in there that those things go up like a Roman candle with very little effort. We could cover our escape with an explosion.
Clark listening to this is just... He's already started walking down the stair. The sewer.
I look at Pep, and I have to look up at him, and I point my finger in his face and say, "Veto."
Clark's down the steps. He's in the
down
sewer.
The stairs.
Okay, I guess we'll just run away. We'll run away. Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
Why are you complaining? You barely have to run. You're in power armor. Come on, let's go.
The bloom is off the rose with power armor, guys. This is more of a curse than I thought it would be.
Pep, you almost died like 20 seconds ago.
Right?
And now you
tripped in power armor. How does that happen?
You headbutted somebody without a helmet in power armor. That's not the same thing.
Well, I mean, you say tomato, I say tomato.
All right, tomato, let's go.
All right, so you all head down into the sewer. Are you doing? It's kind of like a corridor, and you know where the other end of the manhole is. Are you all doing any? Is this like a means of transportation? Was there something you wanted to do when you were in the sewer?
Find some way to leave that is not just out back to the street or staying in a warehouse where we're not supposed to be.
Yeah, okay. We're taking the sewer route out. Assuming somebody eventually is going to start following our trail when they realize that's the trail we took out, we need to grab the dead guard's ghoul body, take it with us, and find someplace else to toss it where at the very least it won't be found anytime.
Okay.
That's Hazel's brilliant plan at this point.
We need to find an outlet.
So Clark's been down here before. Clark knows that if you keep going through here, there's a lot of times where there's like two or four different directions you can go all at once. So we can bring the body with us and then just kind of toss it going one way and we go a different way. So maybe they think we're going a different way.
So you all are on the landing right now that's kind of above that water. There are two ladders, one that goes up into the warehouse, and the other one is where, like, it's somewhere on the street that Pep escaped to. That's it for the landing. You would have to get into the water to move out through everywhere else. And so with that, I will have you make a perception plus survival. Whoever is, like, looking at this, I think Hazel was looking at this. Why don't you do a perception plus survival difficulty 2?
I got a 2 and a 15. And I think it's tag skill. So that's, yeah. So I think that's two successes.
You got 2. And I missed, yep. So you'll just get the 2.
Sure.
I'll take them.
You hear rain, actually, from above. With your special little ears, you hear rain, and you know that water in the sewers rises when there is rain. Classic stormwater behavior.
So I think we're in for some flooding around here. Soon, we should probably move.
Move where? I'm not getting back in the water. It ate my flesh last time.
Okay, I know I'm not popular with plans right now, but hear me out. I think we established that the if I'm in the power armor, I'm not submerged. So do we know about how high the water goes?
Right now it's about 3 feet.
Okay.
I'd say. But you can, like, it is rising.
While they're checking that, I want to run to the back door, the one that Hazel and I made our entrance from. And if there's any cracks in the wood that I can kind of peek out of to see if anyone's outside or anything like that, see what the back door situation's like.
Yeah. Why don't you roll a perception plus, I'd say... Perception plus survival. There's a ton of perception plus survival rolls, and once we get out of this warehouse, boy howdy, the rolls will be way more enticing.
I got 1 success.
Okay, great. You look out the back, and you see essentially some preservationists talking with some voodoos, which are the gang that is connected to Marty Buffon. They are not actively surrounding the building, but they're out there, kind of distracting the preservationists with their speaking.
So the voodoos are distracting the preservationists?
It seems like that. It seems like that they're talking to them to get them to look away.
So I have a thought. They are looking for Brotherhood of Steel people. So, I feel like maybe this is a time to split up. And Lonnie and Mr. Power Armor, Lonnie can get on top of Mr. Power Armor and go through the sewer, because we're not all going to fit on the Power Armor. And Clark is not getting back in the water. So Clark's really only option, it sounds like, is to go upstairs and either try to find an escape, which he has a plan for, or talk his way out of it. Hazel's also a good talker, and she's not affiliated with the Brotherhood of Steel, and she's not wearing power armor. So I feel like that's an option, is to try to split up and see if that works better for us. Because I think if they find a couple of us without the obvious murderer and a Brotherhood of Steel guy, maybe we can talk our way out of it.
So you want us to pull an officer off?
I think so. I think so.
Well, I Let's could do that. It. All
now,
right.
Yeah. I'm a strong swimmer. I don't mind to go down the sewers.
I say ride my shoulder. Oh, you're. Oh, cause yeah, cause you're.
He's Aqua Boy. He's Aqua Boy.
All right.
Yeah.
So guys, where are we gonna meet up then?
Snicks.
Yeah. All right.
We'll meet up at Snicks. Don't forget to. I can't believe I'm saying this. Don't forget the body.
Yes. Take the body. Okay. We don't need the body with us.
All right. Let's go, Clark.
All right. Let's go.
All right, let's start with Clark and Hazel. Where are you all doing? How are you leaving this place?
So, the only exit that I can think of is when Clark got thrown up through the when Pep threw Clark up like three stories to get into the window upstairs of the warehouse.
I didn't hear you complain about power armor back then.
Things change. Across the way, there was an opening to a church that it looked like was close enough that you could jump across, if I recall correctly. So that could be a possible way to leave the warehouse. Otherwise, we can try and talk our way out.
Let's go eyeball it and see what we can do. I'm okay. I think we'll be fine talking our way out as long as we're not actually leaving the warehouse. If they see us exit the warehouse, we've got a completely different problem. But
So what's your decision here? Which way are you going?
I have no idea. Clark, I'm just gonna follow your lead.
Okay.
I have full confidence in your abilities.
Okay. Clark will walk to the back door and just open it up and say, hey, you guys see anybody in power armor run through here?
Immediately, the voodoos and the preservationists turn and look at you all. The preservationists pull out their sash guns and aim them directly at you and say, you're under arrest. Come with us. Behind them, the voodoos are kind of like waving at you, kind of winking at you, and that kind of give you like a thumbs up. What are you gonna do here?
They've got the subtlety of a jammed toe. So, actually, I think it would be a bad idea for you to send us. If you have even one person watching us, it's a mistake. You guys are gonna have to put everyone you have on finding those Brotherhood of Steel jerks.
Yeah,
seriously, they stole my baby!
Yeah, we're actually trying to find that guy. We heard he, like, murdered somebody out front, and we thought he ran in here, but all we found in here was a bunch of other dead ghouls.
And I have a missing baby. This is important. It wasn't my baby. It's more like kind of a purplish-colored super mutant baby, but it's gone. They took it.
Do a agility plus unarmed difficulty 4.
Agility plus unarmed difficulty 4. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. I'm doing it anyway. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not spending AP on this, so
nope.
I'm just going to roll with it, but...
Nope.
It'd be fine. Agility's 9. Unarmed is something. Oh, gosh,
I actually got a 1.
Eh. It's not enough.
Oh, no, I got a 1 as well. Oh.
But it's a... Yeah, okay.
So you got a 1.
Well, I got a natural 1. It's only 2 successes, but...
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's great. The preservationists come over, grab you all, put you in handcuffs, and start dragging you away from the warehouse.
Well, I'm glad you guys are letting the kidnappers get away. You guys are terrible at your job. You are terrible at your job.
The preservationists hear you say that and look at you and say, You'll just have to talk to Ella about all of this.
You're idiots. You're letting them get away right now. The longer you try and hold on to us, the further that Jagov in the power armor and that idiot scribe with him, the further away they get with our shit and my baby. You think Ella's going to be okay with that?
Yeah, I think Ella's going to find it real interesting that you're arresting the people, the only people that have been to the Brotherhood hideout since y'all kicked them out of the city. But hey, I'm not the one here to tell you to do your jobs. But I am going to tell you you're fucking up.
They drag you around to the front of the building where there's about 30 preservationist guards hanging out kind of in front. There's two cars parked there. One is a giant black van, and the other one is a familiar car, and it looks like Maybelline is parked out there as well. The preservationist guards take you and drag you to the black van, open it up, and essentially set you down inside and close and lock the door.
Well, it's so nice to see all of you guys are just standing around, letting them get away, headed to the river. You might as well get going, jerks.
I'll leave you there. Pat and Lonnie, what is your grand strategy?
How much do we overhear or witness what happened with Cloak and Hazel?
I hope zero.
You all have decidedly split up, so none. Because okay. It kind of happened quietly behind, and then it was... No, you didn't hear any of that.
Okay, so Pep's gonna like kind of tap Lonnie and be like, Lonnie, I don't want to hide this guy's body, and that feels wrong. Like I don't know much about ghouls, but like, does he have a family? Is he gonna have people? Are his people gonna be missing him? I don't want him to just be like gone. Like,
okay, Pep, let's brass tacks here. Do they think you murdered this guy?
Murdered? No, I fell on top of him. Clearly accidentally. Like, I mean, it wasn't okay. Like, hey, I'm going to fall on you and kill you. No,
okay,
let me
reframe this. Do they think he's dead?
I don't know. Like, I didn't think he was dead. I thought so, I just knocked
okay.
wind out of
him. All right, that's a good... Okay, so it's plausible that he could have survived what happened up top.
Absolutely plausible.
Okay, which means if they find his body, they are going to know without beyond the shadow of a doubt that he died. Versus if they don't find his body, he could be anywhere.
Is that, like, legally binding here? Like, no body, no case?
Okay, Pep, let me put this in perspective. Do you think you are better off if they find the body or not find the body?
I think I'm better off if they don't find the body.
Okay. So, it sounds like it is in your best interest for us to hide the body.
Feels wrong, Lonnie. Feels very wrong.
Okay, so the onus is on you. You can do what you want to do. That said, once these sewers start filling up with water, whatever's down there is going to start rushing towards the outlet. So it might not even matter where we hide it. It's probably going to end up in the water anyway. So
are you all down in the sewer right now, or are you still in the
warehouse?
Yes. Oh,
I'd like to think we...
The sewer water is raised to 4 feet. I said 3 feet before. It's at four feet now.
Yeah. So maybe, just maybe, it might be in our best interest to not worry about it because the water's flowing and it'll probably resolve itself.
All right. Fair enough. Pep will like use his foot to maybe kick the body into the water.
A strength plus unarmed for difficulty zero.
One success.
I don't think that's your power armor strength, but it's probably...
Oh, no, it wasn't.
The other roll was an 18. So.
Okay. So you go to kick this ghoul, and on a success, as you kick it, you actually, like, pieces of it break off and fly into the water, and the body just kind of goes in pieces down the stream.
Well, there's that. Great.
Yep.
Let's hop in. Right. Sure you don't want to ride on my shoulders?
I will, how much is the flow here?
It's at 5 feet.
It's like, how fast is it flowing?
It is starting to go. It right. started to rain. The storm water, it's kind of like flash. Because of Hazel's roll, it is kind of flash flooding right now. It is a mess.
Because of my roll?
You've
got weather powers, Hazel.
Rain. when you need
manifested
to.
Manifested the rain.
At this point, you all hear a manhole kind of slide open down there, and they kind of yell into it, and they go, River Crawler Caravan?
Lonnie, Mr. Mayor. Shall we?
I don't trust that 1 minute. Do you trust that?
No, I don't trust anything.
Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Go with the flow.
So what? What's the? Are you gonna jump in with Lonnie on top of you, Pep?
It's up to Lonnie. You want to hop on, or are you gonna?
Yeah, I think that might be in my best interest right now. Keep my head above water and conserve my energy.
You jump into the water. It's up to about like 5.5 now, building. Your power armor is good enough to walk in it. You have enough strength to walk yourself in it. So with that, you are able to move anywhere you want to, as long as you know you're not underwater, because you don't have a helmet or any breathing apparatus. Mm-hmm. So you're just trying to find an exit out of the sewer?
Yeah, I guess we'll follow the flow and look for any sort of, I don't know what you call them, outlets that might take us in a safer direction if there's anything that looks safer.
Okay. I'm going to have you do some big rolls here, and I'm going to give you mixed success if you don't make them, so it's no big deal. I mean, it is a big deal if you fail, but if you get some success, I'll still give you some stuff. Pep, you're going to do endurance plus survival for a difficulty 4.
Okay.
Lonnie, you're going to do strength plus athletics for a difficulty 2.
All right. I'm going to spend an AP, give myself an extra die on that.
It's tag skill, so I guess that was 3 successes.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a luck point to re-roll one of my dice. So I only got 1 success.
You all are trying to walk in this water kind of downstream. The flow continually rises. And then suddenly, Lonnie, the weight of the water pushes you, and you were off of Pep's shoulders, and you were kind of free falling through this water. And you actually hit your head on a piece of like pipe that's kind of like cross sectioned across, and you take 3 damage. And you kind of like are stunned a little bit. But you see a light kind of at the end, and you start to swim towards that. Pep, you are slowly walking in this water as it's filling up, and it has managed to it's managed to kind of encompass your up to your helmet, and you are trying to hold your breath and go absolutely as fast as possible before your breath runs out. And right before you kind of get to an exit point of what you think, you start to choke on the water, and you actually pass out.
Cool.
The current shoots out onto a familiar street in the Marini district, Lonnie, that you see. You're kind of a little shaken from your head, but you kind of like fly out, much like Clark did from the Gator Claw, and you manage to land safely. And behind you comes a clanking of Pep and his power armor onto the street in the Marini. You look over and you see that Pep is passed out. What do you do?
Probably not my first rodeo if I've done work at the dams and stuff, but added difficulty, kind of hard to do chest compressions and like CPR, all that stuff when you're in power armor.
Yes.
How did he land, on stomach or on back?
He landed on his back.
Great, so I can't get to the power core and, like, dump him out.
I mean, you can try. I mean, you get me.
No, I mean, I've got decent strength, but not 2 tons of steel strength.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him mouth to mouth.
Pucker up.
Do endurance plus... I'm going to make this fun. Do endurance plus charisma for difficulty 2.
Those are both special.
Those are both special. Endurance plus speed. I am so sorry. You know how I do? I confuse charisma and speed. This is what the live audience will now get, is they will see that I confuse those constantly. So you'll do endurance plus speech in difficulty 2.
I'm going to spend AP because I am concerned about my friend here. Cool. The extra die I rolled was a 20.
0 successes. You failed it. Plus you got a 20.
I'm not even going to spend the luck. Let's see what happens.
You go and you remember that you are you're an aqua boy. Like, that's one of the things that you are. You really haven't had to do much of trying to get people back alive in water, and you've seen some people do mouth to mouth, but you realize you kind of like pucker up your lips like you're gonna whistle and like go into Pep's mouth and kind of like blow air as fast as you can out of your puckered lips, like so that there's no actual like contact or pressure, just like blowing down into his mouth. At this point, you hear a gurgle, but you're focused. You're like, oh, maybe I'm doing it right. And a splash of water and bile kind of comes out from Pep onto Lonnie's face, now covered in Pep's sewer water upchuck, I guess.
Tasty.
Lovely.
And Pep is back awake and is here in the Marini.
am I aware that that Lonnie attempted?
You wake up and you see Lonnie with his puckered lips and his eyes kind of closed like this, and he's just like, you know, blowing, but he still has the stuff in his face. You put the stuff in his face, and so he's like covered in, you know, that.
It's like, Lonnie.
Pep,
what are you doing?
Hey, Pep. Can you keep a secret?
Probably not, really. But go ahead and tell me, because I think it involves me, and I would like to know.
Yeah, well, I think you almost drowned, and I had to do mouth-to-mouth, and you puked on me. So, let's just
never speak of this again. Got it.
Yeah. Let's just say things went smoothly.
Where are we?
Back to Marinade.
At this point, the doors of the Sweet Chariot open, and a voodoo gangsta runs out onto the street and looks at you all and says, hey, could you guys, like, get the fuck in the Sweet Chariot and not be out in the street as wanted criminals? How does that sound? Does that sound good to you all?
Sounds great. Best. Let's do this.
Eloquent. Sure.
So you all enter the Sweet Chariot, and I will now turn back to Clark and Hazel. You are in a black van, traveling. What kind of conversation are you all having while you're in handcuffs?
So, Hazel, you know anything about getting out of these?
Handcuffs are fine if I have some sort of bobby pin. I am straight out of bobby pins right now. What kind do they look like? Do they look, they look old, really old and old type, or are they sort of modern-ish, like a two-pin lock?
They are kind of old-timey, I guess.
Okay.
They're kind of rusted a little bit.
A little bit rusted.
Can Clark just attempt to get him out? I mean, he's got bandaged hands and no skin underneath, and apparently that didn't hurt. So I don't really feel like there's any loss here.
Okay. Do you want to?
Trying to get like the one hand kind of out kind of deal.
All right. Do you?
We were already. They don't know this, but we were already doing Jack Sparrow stuff with Clark, and like a little bit later in that movie, he like gets his hand out of handcuffs. So like, we're just gonna keep rolling with that.
Why don't you do a difficulty 4 strength plus unarmed?
Well, I better roll pretty well, but I will spend the luck if it's like close. I'm not going to spin an AP or anything like that. I didn't expect that to actually work. There's mine. I got one success.
One success.
I'm not going to worry about it too much more than that, though.
You try to wiggle your hands out of these handcuffs, and you actually wiggle, and you realize that you have some leverage there that you could pull off this handcuff. Do you?
Yeah, I guess. I can.
So when you pull off the handcuff, it actually like clips a bone in your hand, and your thumb flies off, attached to the handcuffs. And you realize that you have lost the thumb to these handcuffs that are now off.
And it doesn't hurt, I'm assuming, still?
Nope.
Okay. Hazel, can you, like, put that back on?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to stay really calm right now. And I'm going to need you to try to put this back on.
Okay. Well, I can't do it with my hands cuffed. All right, hold on. Let me try something. I knew a contortionist for a couple years, but usually they recommend your joints remain attached. Give me a second. So I'm going to try to pull my hand out of one of these cuffs.
Strength plus unarmed, difficulty 4.
Okay, so I'm... Do I have any AP to use on this one?
I'm unsure of what your AP status is.
I don't think I've used any, but I think it went to our group pool last time. So I think I have like maybe 2 from the.
Yeah, you have 2 AP. That's a specialized GM rule here. You got 2 AP.
So I'm gonna blow it all then. So
you can only
use the one. You would need 3 AP to get 3 dice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm not gonna bother. I'm just gonna roll, knowing that I'm going to fail. This is gross. Is there anything I can use to lubricate my wrists before I try and wiggle out of the cuffs.
Do you have anything on your person, any item that you could think of that you have to use lubricant?
I have iguana on a stick.
How lubricated is the iguana on a stick that you've had for years?
I think it's greasy.
I assume it's pretty freaking greasy and disgusting.
All right, I will. If you slather some iguana on a stick on your hands, I will decrease the difficulty by one.
All right.
Will use your iguana on a stick.
I hate this, but I'm doing it, and I'm going to use both of my AP to try and give it my absolute best shot. So you
just like toothpaste, you pop the top, you squeeze it up.
And worst case scenario, I don't have to eat the iguana on a stick. Okay, three dice. I got one success.
So you slather, you take the iguana on a stick out, and you kind of like mush it against your wrists and kind of like all up in the areas. And you try to get the handcuffs off, and now your hands are just covered in like greasy food. So you, while they're covered in that, you realize you cannot get the handcuffs off, that they are stuck. So
this is definitely not gonna work. And now I smell like iguana. Great. All right, so Clark.
Well, my hands are out of handcuffs enough at this point. I'm gonna just put the thumb back and wrap the bandages kind of like a little splint almost, and kind of
okay.
just bandage it back to my hand.
Intelligence plus stealth, difficulty 2. I mean, no, stealth? No, medicine. Medicine.
He doesn't want Hazel to see this.
I'm not really trying to reattach it. It's more of like putting it back somewhat
okay.
in place, so I'm not losing it.
All right, then difficulty 0. If you're just wrapping a bandage around it.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah, what was that?
Intelligence plus medicine. Difficulty 0.
Intelligence. Oh, I got one success.
Great. Right. So you managed to put a little piece of wood or something and wrap
kind
these
like
bandages
a little lobster claw.
Yeah, and you've got your thumb reattached. At this point, the van comes to a screeching halt as doors open. The doors of the back are opened as men with these ghouls, I guess, with preservationist garb are kind of looking at you, and you realize where you are. You're at the door of the Sweet Chariot.
I'm gonna just kind of like with my hand that has still like the manacle on it, so that's like the chains dangling, just give a nice big wave like hello.
The preservationist guard that's dressed like that looks at you and goes, hey, what the fuck did you do to yourself?
Don't worry, I just got the handcuff off.
What's wrong with you?
Honestly, my hands are kind of falling apart anyways. You know, I'm trying not to worry about it too much. I haven't been able to feel them for like a week. And I think I might be dying, but at the same time.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. Would you get these handcuffs the fuck off me?
Yeah, sure. And they kind of go out there and get keys and take off the remaining handcuff from Clark and the handcuffs from Hazel. And they say, hey, we're just here to do a job. And we did the job. And you're at the Sweet Chariot. So we're just going to go back to doing our thing. And we're not going to speak about this. How does that sound?
Sounds great. That's okay. You really weren't going to get a 5-star rating from me. If you'll excuse me, I am going to go patch up my friend here. And Hazel's kind of brusquely going to take Clark by the arm and start leading him into the chariot with her.
Mm-hmm. So,
She's also going to lean over and say, "All right, we need to figure out what's going on with you. I need needle red. We can't put this off anymore. You haven't been able to feel your hands for a week."
Yeah. And you know, there's been other like weird stuff kind of happening, but
dude,
I just really haven't been worried about it. You know, I just figure if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Okay. But
something
losing a thumb is kind of an escalation. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, you consider it an escalation when we were back at Rising Sun Settlement. I'm pretty sure your heart stopped and then started again. When I was trying to patch you up, we need to figure out what's going on with you. I'm really worried about you.
Yeah. Well, can you get the thumb back on?
Yeah, no, let's get your thumb reattached. I need needle, thread, alcohol, preferably the kind that you don't drink. Let's see.
Me personally, I prefer the kind that you do drink if we're going to do
this. All right, we'll get both.
Like I said,
we'll
I'm keeping
both.
Calm as
Come on,
best
get
as
both.
I can right now.
All right, Clark, I don't know what's going on with you. Not to panic you, I don't think you're dying. I think it's possible you can't die. And I don't know which is
worse.
Now, the
way that you said that, it actually didn't sound like a bad thing to me.
Well,
but I know you meant it as a bad thing.
Well, it's a situational thing, but for right now, let's do the job in front of us. Let's get your hands cleaned up, get your thumb reattached, and we'll see if we can figure out what to do with the fact that you've literally degloved your hand of skin. And so yeah. Let's go. Hey, you know what? At least they didn't take our weapons. Maybe that should have been... Actually, that probably should have clued us in that they weren't actually preservationists.
So are you going to try to fix Clark's hand right now?
I am taking him inside, and I am going to ignore everything else going on and look for supplies to...
Yeah, can we just roll right up to the bar and start just, like, reaching behind the bar and get...
Yeah, I'm actually going to sweep the bar... Take a bar towel and wipe the area down and start reaching over the counter to get everything I could possibly need. I'm going to say, I'm going to look at one of the backs and say, I need you to go into the room where all of the burlesque dancers are. I need you to get me a sewing kit. Somebody back there will have one. I don't care about sequins. I don't care about glue. Get me a kit. I need a couple of clean towels. I need some strips of fabric, cleanest you can find. I need... water, purified if you've got it, but at least boiled. Now, what? Why are you waiting? Go.
There was no bartender there, but there was a burlesque dancer in a rad scorpion outfit, and they kind of look at you and they're like, okay, and they scamper off, and the little tail kind of like flutters as they go. after Clark. Maybe.
Clark did reach behind the bar and picked up whatever bottle of alcohol was there, and he's drank about half a bottle of liquor at this point.
Yeah.
In about like 2 or 3 minutes. So let's just keep it in mind that Clark will be drunk for whatever happens next.
Cool.
That's the best way to do it.
The Rad Scorpion dancer comes back in about 2-3 minutes with a bunch of cloth and needle, pretty much everything that you would need, and has a little bit of rubbing alcohol with her.
I'll take what you got. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that. I'm talking to a ghoul at 10 times my age. I'm like, thanks, sweetie.
And if you're going to repair Clark, I would say intelligence plus medicine, difficulty 2.
Okay. I am going to do medicine plus intelligence. Clark, I need you to hold yourself very, very still to assist me in this. So I'm getting an assist from Clark, is cooperating and really wants this.
Yeah, if you can roll Clark, just roll an assist roll. And I think the skill that I'm going to have you... I'll probably do intelligence plus medicine for you as well. So just roll that. for 1d20.
Two successes.
I didn't help.
You know what? You did help. You absolutely did.
You managed to take the bandage. You managed to sew the finger back into the socket. Clark can actually slightly like wiggle the finger. He can't like opposably use it around, but he can wiggle it a little bit. For some reason,
I knitted the tendons back together. I have a pretty good idea where the muscles attach to the bone, and I sort of put them in place. And then I very tightly, I sanitize the whole thing with as much of the rubbing alcohol as I can. I'm not worried about it hurting, which it'd normally sting like a mother, but he can't feel it. And then I wrap the whole thing up very, very tightly in clean, dry bandages. And then as a topper, I actually take a couple of the old that I'm assuming that they would use back behind the counter to do dishes stuff, and actually sort of fit and sew the glove onto his hand over the bandages. So he has a waterproof covering that sort of lets him move his hand and keep his hand intact.
There you
go. And I'm actually going to sew the rubber gloves on so that they don't fall off.
I think if Hazel could put everyone in like...
Into your skin, man. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
Can Clark, roll against that? I don't want him roll. I don't want it sewed into my skin.
You can try to rip it off.
Well, you are drunk. You might do the whole thing.
You want to do that?
Are you actually sewing it into my skin?
Well, I was going to stitch a couple spots to keep it from coming off, but... All right, so I won't sew it. I won't give you stitches and sew it into your skin as a false skin, as long as you promise you cannot take this off. You can't take it off. If there's any chance you're going to heal in any way, shape, or form, you have to keep everything tight and keep those bandages dry. Your thumb fell off, my dude. Hazel. So these, it can't come off. Promise me.
Hazel, am I dying? I don't want to die. I know that I said that I didn't care, but I don't want to die. Hazel, I don't want to die.
I have bad news for you. I'm pretty sure we're dying, but here, careful.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to say stuff like
Where's the bartender? Where's the bartender? I like that one. You remember that one drink that we had when we had the Smokies? You remember the Smokies?
I remember the Smokies. I don't remember a whole lot past that. The Sazerac. You're thinking of the Sazerac.
Yes.
I have no idea.
One of those would be good for me.
I don't know what was in, but I think there was something in that drink, and I'm not talking bitters. Hazel, but I will see if I can get, yeah.
Am I dying?
Tune in next time on Rad Roll.